In other words, just to summarize what we've been just talking about, once you finish your, or you are about to finish your PhD and you are thinking about publishing it either in, as a book or any kind of book or even for a journal, you should always first check what the, well, which publisher can be interested in your topic.
Yes.
And then also, you should also think somehow economically or simply for the markets, if you can sell it or the group where the people could buy it. Am I right in this?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, first, you know, find, do a list of the publishers that would be suitable that you could approach, and you know, if that means talking to someone in your department, like I said, or to your supervisor to get advice, then that might be a good starting point. And then approach them. I think email is the best these days. But yeah, you know, yeah, like Libor said, it's good to think how the book would be used, because the way publishers work is, you know, even if it's, if something is a brilliant idea, if no one is going to buy it, then we are simply not going to publish it, because we are a business. So, and I would also say for the PhD thesis, the markets are often quite specialized, understandably, and you know, that's okay. The books are often published in hardback, so they are reasonably expensive and they are bought by libraries. But often what's a good thing to look into is, you know, like I said, who look at the courses or modules, look at universities who teach the subject, because if they could recommend it to their students, then that's a reason to publish it. And to try to, for publishers to sell it to them.
And can you give us an example or an idea of how many works you accept compared to the number of works you refuse, if there is any?
Right. Well, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't work on research books at the moment. So for me, it's a little bit different. I work on books for, professional books for teachers. And, you know, believe it or not, I actually do get quite a few ideas and manuscripts. And often, you know, they are quite creative, but they are quite weird and wonderful, and I think, you know, out of the maybe 15 I've received in the last few months, I'm looking into publishing one.
Okay.
So, but I think for the research books that we are talking about, I would imagine that quite a few ideas that publishers do receive, they actually do consider. And one thing I should explain as well is that the way it works, I mentioned publishers asking you to do a book proposal which simply has the basic information about the book and how it would be used. When you've submitted that, it goes out for peer review, so it gets reviewed by other academics. And that's very much how we work. You know, if we think we are happy with the project, we get it reviewed, and if the academics that we ask give us positive review, then we would consider it. But if they say this is not suitable, or it's too specialized, you know, there isn't enough of a market, then we would reject the project. But I think, you know, it's definitely worth trying. Yeah, because, like I said, you know, publishers need new books and new ideas all the time.